Welcome. It's Bodhipaksha, and I'm going to be guiding you through a period of developing upekkha as a Brahma Vihara, as a practice of love toward a stranger or so-called neutral person. So here, upekkha is not neutrality, but looking more deeply in order to increase our capacity to be loving, regardless of who it is that we're encountering or bearing in mind. And there are many ways we can do this. But here we're going to be wishing someone well, while bearing in mind that they, like everyone else, have the capacity to become awakened. So let's begin just by arriving. With soft eyes. And kind eyes. Soft eyes triggering a more open and receptive field of inner attention. And kind eyes allowing us to meet our entire being with warmth. So you can observe the breathing in the whole body. You can be aware that what you're observing is a feeling being. That what you most deeply desire is peace, ease, joy. And knowing that the deepest form of peace and ease and joy is the state of awakening, which you have the potential for realizing. So just regarding yourself with warmth as a potentially awakened being. And knowing as you call to mind a relative stranger, that they are exactly the same as you. This person too is a feeling being. Their sufferings are as real to them, as unpleasant to them as your own are to you. They too desire peace and ease and joy. and for them too. The fulfillment of those things lies in awakening, in enlightenment, which is something they're capable of. Just seeing if you can sense their potential with an attitude of reverence. So we can wish to support them on their path to finding true joy, true peace, true ease. Knowing that that path is the path to awakening. So encouraging them along the way, we can say, may you accept the arising and passing of things. May you abide in equanimity, free from attachment or aversion. May you know the deep peace of awakening. May you accept the arising and passing of things. May you abide in equanimity, free from attachment or aversion. May you know the deep peace of awakening. So just dropping those phrases into the heart, supporting and encouraging this person on their path to awakening. Perhaps you might imagine that this person is already awakened. time you realize that you've been distracted. Just recognizing that that distraction is impermanent. Coming back to soft, kind eyes. And to wishing this relative stranger well. And now, letting go of the image of this person, of the phrases, just relaxing back into an awareness of your own being. This potentially awakened being. Seeing if you can sense that potential with reverence. And connecting more with your external senses. Noticing the light and the sound of the space around you. And in your own time, allowing the eyes to open, just seeing if you can bring a sense of reverence and wonder more fully into the world.